We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, John, you know Jim Harbaugh even better than we do, obviously. If for some reason they say, all right, it's done, we're not playing this year, how... in his private moments, is he throwing stuff? Is he just, you know, because he's pretty intense.
Oh, he is. And, you know, he's going to be like everybody else that is invested, even, and he's invested more than anybody in regards to the opportunity. He's not going to be upset that, you know, he doesn't get to coach football. What he's going to be upset about is what you heard in that last clip there. The opportunities that these kids have worked their entire lives for will be gone because of a decision that somebody else is making for them. And that's really going to be what is, it will drive his emotion. It'll drive my emotion. When I think about talking to guys like Carlo Kemp, Nick Eubanks, Chris Evans, who's got an opportunity to come back after having to sit out a year, being suspended for a year, having that one last opportunity to, you know, whether it's the NFL opportunity, or it's just the opportunity to run out of the tunnel, hit the banner, play in front of 111,000 people, which is not going to happen this year, but to wear the winged helmet, wear the maize and blue one last time to this day. And Stoney, you and I have talked about this. You hear me talk about it all the time. I would take every opportunity for that one last time to run out of the tunnel, to play football one more time, wear the maize and blue. These kids have that opportunity, and it may be stolen from them.
I don't know if stolen is the correct word, but I understand.
How would you phrase it? Well, it's going to be stolen. They don't want to give it up.
I know they don't want it, but it's not – when you say steal, it means that it shouldn't be – you know, there's a reason this is happening, whether you agree with it or not. It's not just some arbitrary, all right, we're not going to play for no reason. They do think, the people that are going to make this decision, that this is better for the players – not to get sick. Whether we agree with it or not, I don't know if I would use the word stolen, but that's just a semantic game. All right, coming up next, would you want your kid to play college or even high school football right now with COVID in the background or actually in the foreground? We're going to find out within the next couple of days, maybe as early as today, whether we're going to have Big Ten football. Like I mentioned, the athletic director of the Arkansas Razorbacks basically glommed on to the players like Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and others. Hashtag we want to play. And, you know, it's so interesting because about a week ago, there was all this, you know, college football players unity deal that was struck where they were talking about they want to make sure that they have the proper protocols and all that kind of stuff, which they should. Yeah. Now they're being joined by a different cause. Their unity is, we want to play. Yeah. So I wonder if this, you know, last night, last minute plea, basically by the actual athletes, for lack of a better word, unpaid help, unpaid employees who want to participate still, is this is going to change anyone's mind. Hopefully it will. I really do hope they play. And I understand the risks. I get it. I'm not one of those, you know, no corona guys. I believe it's real, and I believe some of these kids could, you know, get, you know, sick, and some of them once in a while seriously, and they could spread it. I get all that. I understand it. But the harm it can do to complete cities by not having college football, now it's going to be bad anyway because most of them won't have fans. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And Stoney, I know this will probably set off some ticket texts and maybe a few phone calls, but yes, they are unpaid because the money does not travel through their pocket, but they are not uncompensated.
I know. I understand that. 248-539-9797. Would you let your kids play college or high school football? That's the question that's out there. And look, I get it. I understand both sides. I'm not sure the risk. Because here's my biggest problem with being hypocritical. If you don't let them play, if you send them home, they're just as susceptible to get COVID transport the disease to other people anyway, or get it from somewhere else.
Yeah, and I guess my question then is, we can ask this question of would we let our kids play if your kid is in Pee Wee leagues, in high school? That's a valid question. I don't think it's a valid question when it becomes student athletes at college, because they are over the age of 18. They can make their own decision. And I understand, and we heard from Coach Harbaugh about involving the parents. They should be involved, because no matter what age your kid is, it doesn't mean that they stop being your kid. But at some point, they are able to make their own decisions.
Yeah, but sometimes kids make emotional decisions. Let's be honest. They aren't always the wisest.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, then if that's the standard we're going by, then why do we let them vote on the president of the United States? It could be an emotional decision.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean,
you either you give them the power to make decisions or you don't.
All right. I don't think the two are analogous at all. You're talking about your own, health or whatever. I get all that stuff, but sometimes if you're a parent, if I'm a parent and my kid didn't wanted to play and I didn't want my kid to play, he wouldn't play.
If your kid wanted to go into the armed service and you didn't want your kid to, what is there? I guess the only point I'm making is that as much as we don't want to hear it,
right?
We don't have the power to make that decision at that point.
Well, if it's for football, that's why I do think the players, have major input. But as a parent, obviously legally, I can't force my kid not to play,
right?
Because they'll sue me. But no, I mean, yeah. It's a no win argument.
Either side.
Right. There are some people out there, who believe that some of the media are rooting for college football to be canceled. I don't buy that for a second. I think that's bull crap. I think that's ridiculous.
Because I agree.
Because the people, even the people who think it should be stopped, there are people who are going to lose their jobs because there's no college football to cover. Look at
thousands
all
of people.
Yes, absolutely. All right, ticket text, 248-539-9797. I'm a high school coach, and I love football as much as anyone. I'm very uneasy with our season starting today. We have no testing, and our kids are coming from their own homes, not isolated together. I think the NCAA could play, but probably safer to press pause for now. I got no problem if they press pause for now. None whatsoever. We'll get more of the text, your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Here's some more ticket texts. If college football is canceled, do you think the MHSAA will cancel high school football also? I think there's a pretty good chance of that.
Yeah.
And like the previous texter mentioned, the testing, no matter how careful you get in high school football, it's not what it is, obviously, in the pros or in college. So John, let me ask you a question. If your kid was a high school football player, would you feel differently?
No, I would still let him play. High school football, and there's risk in everything that we do. I understand that. And this would be a risk that you'd have to evaluate. I've looked at it. My son is going to, if they have it, is going to play Little League football. And if he was in middle school, if he was in high school, I would, under these circumstances, I would say, let's go ahead and start the season.
Also, ticket text. I think stolen is the perfect word. I use it with my kids having this summer stolen from them with cancellation of camps and other summer activities. No one's fault, but COVID has stolen some things this year. Okay, COVID, I'll agree with that. But people making those decisions, they're making rational decisions, or at least you think they are. John Jansen, you make decisions on emotion. All your diatribe is hilarious. Stolen? Sure, ignore all experts or distort them to suit your argument and listen to your feelings. Reminds me of it'll be gone by Easter. Yeesh.
Okay. You finish that for me?
There it is. Yeesh. That's what he said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that wasn't me. I thought that was a beep.
No, his yeesh was it for you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Again, everybody's is entitled to their own opinion. This is, to me, it's for me to say I'm making a decision without emotion. I have emotion about sports. I have emotion about football. And for me to say that doesn't play a part would be a 100% lie. But I also understand the risks involved. And for a greater than 99% recovery rate, I look at the numbers and I say I would be willing to make that risk myself, and I would be willing to make that decision for my son.
COVID don't care about what you want. here's a text from a friend of mine listening in a different state. And he's pissed. Turn the show off for the first time today. Couldn't take the whining about the possibility of there being no college football. Boo freaking who. If your state and nearly all the states in the ACC, SEC, Big Ten, etc., did what they were supposed to do when the virus broke out, there would be a whole lot better chance of everything coming back sooner. Instead, your fellow statesmen protested and stormed your governor's office because they felt their personal rights were being taken away, as did people in other cities. People in many states acting like spoiled brats who couldn't make a sacrifice for a few months to benefit the greater good. New York and New Jersey, he didn't mention the nursing home thing, but doesn't mean we won't get complacent and it will come back, but we showed the world what happens when you shut everything down. Whether rich or poor, we become a country of entitled, spoiled babies who aren't willing to make sacrifices that our previous generations made to provide the very freedom we now use as an excuse for poor behavior. And to hear you guys talk about why it's really no big deal for kids to go back to school or for students to play football, it drives me a little insane. Your citizens have only themselves to blame for there being no college football. My vent is over. Look, I understand my friend's feeling with that. But my whole point is, if you're going to have college, if you're going to have students on campus, mm-hmm. why can't you have football? Because they're all going to interact anyway.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You know, if you want to close the whole school down, that's a different story. You cannot have college football if nobody's on campus. I agree with that, don't you?
Why?
Because you can't.
It would be safer for the student athletes. You have less of a population that they're going to be mingling with. That's probably the absolutely safest way to have fall sports.
But, John, maybe this is being really superficial, but extracurricular activities are for people who actually go attend the school and actually do things. If you have no students on campus, I don't think you need extracurricular activities. Who are they for?
Even if they're there and nobody's in the stands, who are they going to be for?
Well, you don't have them. Then you have to shut it down. I don't think the schools, these campuses are shutting down. But if you don't have kids on campus or kids in class, any kids in classrooms, you can't have football. You can't have sports. It's being hypocritical. If it's not safe enough to have your kids in a classroom, how's it safe enough for kids to actually be on a football field, a volleyball court, a bat? That makes no sense.
It's safer.
No, it's not safer.
How is it not safer if your population goes down?
I'm talking about the actual activity. Not safe,
it's not going to change for me the safety factor.
If it's not safe for me to be in a classroom, how is it safe for me to be on a football field?
Oh, but again, it goes to what are we, what's the, and Heather brought this up in her last news update, like, what is the number? And I've always wondered this when we saw Michigan State shut down, we saw Rutgers shut down, we saw Northwestern do it. Northwestern did it because they have one positive test. It was different at Michigan State. It was different at Rutgers. We saw Ohio State do it. And so there's no uniformity into how many tests it is when the kids start school, whether it's in Notre Dame, I think is going to be one that we're all going to look at because they start classes today. They moved everything up. Today is their first day of classes. And we'll get a chance to see what it's like when the student body is back on campus and we start to hear reports of either positive tests or, you know, or what the level of tests will be, because I agree with Heather, it's going to happen. If we made these decisions throughout this 4 to 5 month period, thinking that we would get to August or September and we would have no positive tests, that to me is, that's the definition of being naive. Yeah. That you're going to have positive tests. Yes. So what is that number?
I don't know what the number is. My whole point is, it's, to me, it's completely hypocritical if my kid can't go to a poli sci class, but my neighbor's kid can go play volleyball. I mean, you can't have one without the other. You have to have either both or neither. Ticket text. Why does an athlete opting out hold more weight than an athlete opting in? Trevor Lawrence does not need to play a single snap this fall and is begging to play. The effects of guys not playing is greater than playing. Okay, because look, there are kids who, there have been kids who are opting out too, and that's their right. The whole issue with college kids sports is the timing of testing results. If testing results are within hours, there would be no problem. By the time we get results now, there run risks of things spreading fast and to more vulnerable people.
That's a valid argument as well. And if we could get the rapid test, if we were able to do that, like Heather said earlier, and Heather, I appreciate you bringing up some great points. I like to reference them. if we all could take a test in the morning before we left, you know, after we brush our teeth so that we don't have mask breath, and we take a test that we can, you know, have the results from and know, hey, on, you know, Monday, August 10, I was negative. I can go out in the world and do what I need to do and have the confidence that the majority of people would have the access to that test as well. And be able to do that. So like when we go to, you know, the grocery store and I'm there and I've got my mask on, everybody else has their mask on, I have a semblance of confidence that I'm not going to contract it. And then the next morning I do the same thing. That would be the ideal situation, but I don't. That's not realistic. That's probably as realistic as thinking that we're going to have a vaccine before September 5.
Thank God John's on. Stay on all day, please. Finally, someone on the station being realistic and not fear mongering. I'm not fear mongering. I'm just saying. For me personally, I think they should play because it's completely. I believe that you have just as much. I think Trevor Lawrence is right. You send these kids home back and, you know, because they are, look, they're not in a bubble, but they're under more scrutiny than the average student.
Yeah.
You know? So I think there's more of a chance for them to get it outside.
Yes. And the only flaw I think in just trying to look at all angles of what Trevor Lawrence had to say was, I have not heard, at least in the Power Five, well, that's not true. I think Minnesota went to all online classes. But for the most part, Clemson is not shutting down their university and sending everybody home, right? They're still going to be on campus. And you could have the choice to stay on campus and still go to your football facility and do, you know, work out, you know, because they're not closing those facilities. Even if they cancel college football, those facilities will still be open.
You guys are ignoring the long-term effects of COVID. Stop looking at just the death rate and look at how people are doing when they do survive. And I know people have lost smell and taste, and it could lead to other things. Look, the kid from Indiana, Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox, developed a heart condition. I understand that. My whole point in why they should play is I don't think it's makes a difference one way or the other as far as what happens to the kids when they get into the rest of the class or rest of society when they're out and about. David McComb, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. So, as I told the screener, I had COVID. My SGO2 levels dropped for a little bit. And now I had my yearly physical about a week ago, and I'm just fine. I have younger kids. They've been playing baseball this year, going to all the freaking playgrounds, going everywhere. My kids are younger. They're definitely, if it's going to be available, going to be playing football in the fall.
Now, how severe was your case?
I was probably out of work for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, SGO2 levels went down to about 92 at the lowest point, and yeah.
So it sucked. You were coughing for like 2 weeks, all that kind of stuff that we hear about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? I got over it.
I know.
And I'm perfectly fine. So, I mean, I'm talking to you as somebody that experienced it.
Right.
And I have no issue with my kids playing in the fall.
All right, cool. Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
No problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.